But how do you feel like you are in that process?
I feel like I still have a long way to go. There's always techniques that I can improve on. I feel like I've improved a lot from last year. But I still feel like there's a long way to go for me.
Phil said that as well on Saturday, that he feels like he really took advantage of the off-season program. What was your focus? Did you focus on anything specifically in the off-season?
I spoke with Harold and Moses before, we broke and left. And, there's specific parts of my body that I felt I needed to work on. So, I focused on that and just tried to get in better shape.
Was it a matter of, trimming or, bulking up? Or what was that?
Well, my weight stayed about the same. It's just, getting stronger. Lower body, upper body, just kind of overall just getting stronger.
Do you see the results of that now?
I do.
One-on-ones and stuff?
I do. I'm able to, I feel like I'm able to sit lower in my stance, come off with a little more power. Like I said, I still feel like I have a long way to go and still feel like I haven't peaked in the weight room at all yet. Every day I still feel like I can get stronger.
Sounds like you really improved hip flexion.
Definitely. Moses and Harold have helped me out a lot with that, getting more flexible, able to get down lower in the stance. That's always what we're trying to do as linemen, get lower than the other guy.
How valuable was the time you spent with the team last year as a practice squad guy?
Oh, it was incredible. We have some really great guys on the O-line, a lot of veterans with a lot of experience. And, I knew as a practice squad guy, my job was to help, first off, the defense get better, but also learn from the vets. Guys like Logan, Mankins, Sebastian, Nate Solder, Dan, Wendy, all those guys at one point or another have been in my shoes. And, I've been able to learn from them and get better from it.
Just seeing those guys and seeing them kind of rise, from that role, to make it a little easier to go through that role for you?
Yeah, especially, guys like, I know Dan and Wendy kind of went through a similar path. Seeing them go through it, they definitely know the things to say to help you to, go through it because they've been there. And I've been able to learn a lot from them, especially.
Just about staying patient and, knowing your time is going to come around.
Just working every day, trying to get better, focusing on what your responsibility is and trying to do the best you can. And, we're all going to mess up and, just the next day try to come out and do better and not make the same mistake.
I know you got experience at a few positions on the line there, but was there one that you played more than the other in college?
Not really. In junior college, I played tackle my second year, guard my first year, and then Memphis, they bounced me around everywhere. So, my whole mindset has always been, wherever they want me to play, I'll play and try to do it the best I can.
Has it kind of helped your versatility as well, experience at all those interior and perimeter positions?
All the coaches that I've had in the past and the coach I have now, they're really stressed trying to be able to play more positions. And, I feel like it's helped me. The more you can do, the more it helps you in the long run.